Yeah, man, we're back. 15 minutes to go, right? Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. Yeah, man, today is the day. You like my music today, Jason?
Yeah, lots of good music today. You always pick out good songs.
A little different mood, but yeah, you know, a lot of this stuff kind of like makes me want to cry. But I've been crying all week, and I'm not crying right now because I'm going to talk to my friend Martina. You know, I'm glad you called because I cleaned up my phone and lost your number. So now I got it back. But I won't share it. I'll keep it to myself.
Well, I'll tell you what. My phone has been cleaned out. My computer's cleaned. I've had the worst hack job that you can imagine this month. And they killed my one computer and poured molasses in the other two.
Wow.
The phone has a glitch in it that's just inoperable. I type in a number, the digit appears 5 minutes later, 5 seconds anyway.
Sounds like you're talking about my body, Martina. Stop it.
Got a chunk here that's gone, and a couple here over there, another sore spot okay. There.
Oh, Michael, behave. Yeah. Oh, boy. Anyhow, there's hope. There is room for hope. There's always room for hope. And I've got some good assets. I've just found places to donate to the Ukraine to help them through this time because these people they're heroic. I mean, I followed them through the Orange Revolution of 2004, I think it was thereabouts. And they are standing firm in the face of the worst adversity you and I can't even imagine. Because here's this Russian bear just breathing hot down their neck, and they're just standing there and saying, come and get me. they're fighting.
It's like small farmers, too, you know, farmers like we have here. Yeah. That's, I mean, it's just sad.
Here, Michael, you know you got the choir. So there's lots that we can do to help out the farmers there and the locals there that won't go through a lot of red tape. And I'm going to post it on my, I don't do Facebook anymore. Facebook really killed me, oh, I'll tell you. Well, we'll have to talk.
Yes.
But I've got a lot of good suggestions for how to help the Ukraine. And also how to live together in this republic, which we must learn to do. Otherwise, we are sunk. Okay?
Yeah, now I thanks. And I will get a hold of you, and then you can relay that information to me, and I'll put it on Facebook via my friend Martina. Yeah, that's awesome. So, yeah, I hope there's a lot of people. I'm sure there are. And not just from this country, but others. And I believe next we got Mary in Wauwatosa. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Pizza Box. Staying in the positive, I think it took the Ukraine crisis and the men ages 18 to 60 being ordered to stay and protect their country to bring me to an insight. So I just want to thank Crute and you and all of Crute's smart and knowledgeable radio hosts and support people for calling out the atrocities we're facing with democracy being threatened. Historically, it's been the role of men in probably every culture to protect and defend what's important to them. And this is what I see you on Devil's Advocate and the Shaw and all of our advocates at the state and national level doing. So thank you. We need your messaging.
Thanks, Mary. And you know what? I'm 60. And if they were doing it here, oh, I'd get a shotgun and a couple other things, too. Yeah. Red Dawn, baby. You know, the Republicans cheered for the Russians and the people from South America when they attacked America in Red Dawn. Patrick Swayze's rolling in his grave, man. He's probably like, oh, my God. Let's roadhouse these guys. Oh, I'm a ghost. Sorry, Patrick. But I always liked that guy. I thought he was pretty good. And here's another guy like Joe North and South from, what, Stevens Point to Arizona.
Hey, man. I'll tell you what, you know what this tells me, as confusing of an issue as this is that Democrats are revved up.
I prefer to go with humans at this point, Joe. Let's do that. Because, you know what, maybe we can pull Republicans that are human too, right? Because we're independent from all this. You know how much you and I can't stand the Democratic Party. And what they supposedly stand for, we do, but what they can't do it either, man. They're corrupt.
Well, absolutely, but Team Human is not going to propel us out of this because the base feels one way and the administration does something entirely different. You know, we are a war-fatigued nation, okay? We spent $6.5 trillion in Afghanistan and Iraq. And, like, Afghanistan collapsed in 11 days after 20 years of being there. We didn't have a conversation as a nation about what happened and like, literally look-back features. And anything we ever become involved with without analyzing the underlying data and where we've been and what we – this passes as politics now. And by the way, I wish Joe Biden, the way he stands up for Ukraine, I wish he would have stood for 600,000 people that go bankrupt every year, Mike, in medical bills.
I blame
healthcare, universal programs.
Yep.
He's not fighting for that.
All right, man. There's no argument there, man. You're the Joe that I know, okay? But I know Biden, too, and come on, man. When I voted against Trump, too. Hell yeah, right? And so then what did I expect? Well, actually, I kind of expected him to, you know, say things that all us progressives believe in, and all the time knowing that he doesn't have enough people in the Senate to do it, right? I understand that, and thanks, man, because, you know, there's just no way you can excuse any leader of any nation for the way the world is today, except for all these women that are progressive in these nations that, you know, seem to be doing better than the rest of us. Oops. Who'd have thought that? Mother Earth, huh? Think of it for a second. You know, everybody's always talking about God. You know, I've mentioned this before. I choose to believe in, you know, all life comes from this, and I came from this, so this is about as godly and heavenly as I've ever, you know, hey, let's look for planet B. Are we almost out of time, or was that 4 minutes?
That's 4 minutes, bro.
I was, where was I? Just kidding.
Well, you were talking about women leaders, and that's one thing I have to say. Let me just jump in here real quick. Yeah, women are the only ones that can save us, pretty much.
Right. They understand. Look, women have this natural instinct called empathy and love, right? And passion and compassion. And for some reason, guys feel like we have to be like the guy walking around with a club and, yeah, oh, yeah, macho. You know, hey, I'm wearing my, you know, it's a Dickman thing T-shirt, right? It says it's a Dickman thing. You wouldn't understand. But I didn't lose any girlfriends because of my last name. So how you have it? Yeah. I even got, you know, there was one crazy enough to take my last name for a while. I'm not sure what it is now. Anyway, what can you say? I mean, I've known that the earth is dying and we're killing it and we're killing each other. And all life, we're going after it, man. It's like 10 to 15,000 species are going extinct every single year. So there's over a million species. Well, we're probably under that for sure now. I mean, how far down do you want to go, man? And people understand this ecosystem where, you know, I let spiders go, man. I do pick up worms if they come out in the rain and it starts to get hot and they're going to get stuck on the sidewalk. I move them into the grass. Why wouldn't I? I guess you guys haven't watched enough Men in Black stuff to understand that, you know, all life is precious, right? And all of it's there for a reason. And we even talked about cockroaches and bed bugs. And I've never had bed bugs. But yeah, man, if I had bed bugs, I'd want to get rid of them. I'd probably get rid of the mattress first. Because maybe that's what... And then, I don't know. I didn't create this planet, right? But I certainly wasn't put here to destroy it. None of us were. Everybody always thought we were like supposed to be the overseers, man. Taking care of nature. Look at how innocent it is. You know, if animals could, they would. They're not the ones that are causing this. Everything that's going wrong on this planet is us, man. And yeah, sure, when it gets into the, you know, nature and nature fights back, and it gets kind of ugly, right? I'm with nature, man. I'll dig a hole and try and get through this. Somehow, a manhole cover is easier because it's already dug. And who knows? Maybe there's some things you can find to eat down there. I don't know. All right, if you're going to have to do it, just fill your knapsack with, like, the thing that I'm eating the most of right now, which is nature's green protein, pistachios, and fruit and veggies. And I got to admit, I started eating a little bit of meat again. But I don't feel guilty, right? I mean, I sort of do because the way that we raise and butcher most of the animals, that's not the way that it was raised when I was younger, right? I mean, people used to cry when they take their animals to get butchered that they were pets with and everything. But it was more humane, and I still don't like it. So I'll probably end up not doing it until... But I got to learn how to prepare some of these meals better, right? With these grains. And but I'll tell you what, nuts and fruit get me pretty far. Woo-hoo! So anyway, we're almost out of time. And so next week we'll be back, and you have been tuned in, right? Devil Radio, 92.7 FM. What are we, AM again? 1580 AM. Because caw-caw, the Shaw gets me messed up. WAUK, 540 AM and 101 FM. And we do this every Saturday from noon to 1. And you're right, I haven't given up, or I wouldn't have done this show today. I'd already take off. But I don't know. One day at a time, people. Hey, you know what I'm waiting for tonight? Go Badgers, man. If they can beat Rutgers, then sets it up Wednesday for them in Purdue. But don't look ahead, Mike. Don't look ahead. Tell the boys to focus on today. Do it. Go to the rack and be on the attack. Go Badgers. See you next week.